Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 20, and it's the 12th and last verse of the second section titled Encouragement, which is part of the emotional basic needs. So let's start. I haven't read this yet, although I do know the verses. But let's just let the Holy Spirit... Oh, he wants me to start with the last one. Okay. Last verse. Backwards or forwards, Lord? Backwards. Okay. Cool. Amen. The word amen... What does the word amen actually mean? It means so be it, and it is a statement of command. So it's not just like, I agree or whatever. It's actually a statement of command. It's a statement saying that what I say is now done. So that's the word amen, right? Now we've got to remember who's speaking here. This is Jesus. When Jesus says amen and he says it's done, it's the same thing as when he said, let there be light. When the Father said, let there be light, it was Jesus who was speaking those words. The Father, in his mind, speaks to Jesus' mind. Jesus is the word of God and goes out and speaks it, and then it takes place. It changes. Right? So, amen. In fact, when Jesus speaks, it changes the Spirit of God. Because nothing exists without God's Spirit, right? Go back. End of the world. End of the world. Now, people struggle with this word, world. Some people think it's planet. Some people think it is just the end of, or world just means that particular area of where people lived. But actually what it means is it's the end of this dimension. So it's the end of the physical realm as we know it. Right? And we know that that's going to be true because when time disappears, everything changes, right? So, unto the end of the world, until the end of this dimension that's been created. To go back a bit further. I am with you always unto the end of the world. Right? Jesus is with us always, all the way to the end of the world. Okay. Which is encouraging because even if you were to die, Jesus is still with you until the end of the world. Go back a bit further. It says, I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, Jesus has commanded them something. Jesus has commanded them to do something. And then he says, and lo, in other words, don't worry, you're not alone in this. He has commanded, but you will continue. And he is with you all the time. Right? Go back to the beginning of verse 20. Teaching them, and we don't know who them is, but teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So everything that Jesus has commanded us. Now, notice, he's not saying everything that King David has commanded you. He's not saying everything that King Solomon has commanded you. He's not saying everything that Paul has commanded you. He's saying everything that I have commanded you. In other words, the Word of God. And the Word of God is Jesus speaking. So when you see the words, "Let there be light," you know that that is God speaking, right? That is Jesus. Jesus is God's Word speaking. So right in the beginning, you see Jesus, all the way through to the end. But it's not in everybody's mouth. There are times when you get guidance from different people, but it's not Jesus speaking. And so that's why I encourage you, take a red pen, start from the beginning of the Bible, and every time you see God speaking, where you can see that it's Him speaking, or Him doing something, or Him thinking something, or whatever, underline with red pen and discover who God really is, right? That is one of the best ways to teach somebody to observe all things that God commanded them, commanded us. Because then they will go on a journey of discovering themselves, to have a journey with the Holy Spirit, talking to the Holy Spirit about each thing that they come across where they see God speaking. And they will learn to know God that way. So from verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. Why 11? Because Judas had hung himself, right? It's interesting. One gospel says that he hung himself. The other one says that he fell down a cliff and his belly opened up. Well, the reality was he was actually hung himself over the edge of a cliff. And when they cut him down, he fell down that cliff. And because he was now bloated and everything, his belly split open and everything. So both are true. It's just one chose to focus on the fall and the other one chose to focus on what he did to end his life. So be careful when you want to say, oh, that's a contradiction, right? These things are not contradictions, not so easily. In fact, I don't find contradictions. I find paradox, yes. And that's an example of paradox. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So Jesus told them, you need to meet me at this place, right? And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, this is God's word again, and this is really encouraging because this is God's last words before he leaves, right? Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So Satan doesn't have power anymore. All power has been given to Jesus. All power. Right? Nothing can take place without Jesus saying so. This is why Satanists absolutely hate Jesus. Because he has the power that they used to have, he's got it. This is why when you speak in the name of Jesus, you're speaking with all of this power. Well, they flee. Absolutely, they flee. And I heard today, and I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but I heard today that very soon, those who are trying to discredit Jesus as he truly is are going to come out with some statement like, no, Jesus was actually an extraterrestrial like one of us, because these guys apparently are going to be made manifest. And so, no, he's just one of us. Everybody misunderstood that. And you know how many Christians are going to fall away? Not necessarily by those words, but they'll fall away when those words exist from those people and they can't have all their creature comforts anymore because they would have to still choose to believe Jesus despite all the evidence that's going to be shown. Satan will always masquerade as an angel of light. He will always present evidence God will never present evidence because you have got to choose him by faith. If you do not choose him by faith, you do not belong to him. You're not his. And so we're about to see the separation is really going to become real. So let's read that again. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, that's S, capital S-O-N, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, what's really interesting, right? Baptizing you in the name of the Father and of the Son. Why would Jesus say, and of the Son? Why would he not say, and in my name? Why would he say, and the Son? Because he's acknowledging that he came out of the Father. And that you are to be baptized into the one who came out of the Father, who is the Son, who is God's Word. That's who you are to be baptized in, right? Now, if there's any kind of confusion, you would want to be able to say, baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Word, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And I'm probably qualified and say in the name of God's Word or the Father's Word, and in the name of the Father's Holy Ghost. We covered Holy Ghost, which is really interesting because Holy Ghost is the part of Holy Spirit that interacts directly with you, right? Almost like a connector to you. Holy Spirit is the one who does all the speaking. So let's read that from the beginning. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, unto the end of the world. Amen. That is so encouraging. Jesus did not leave us just and said, gave us some encouraging words. No. He gave us the power to use his name. He gave us a mission, so we're not just idling around trying to figure anything out. He gave us a mission. He gave us, and then he gave us a vision. The vision is of everyone being taught and baptized. And if you take that a little bit further, it's actually that you would see these people in heaven one day that had come to know Jesus as a consequence of something that you had been told to do, and then you went and did it. And you helped that person to know that Jesus was truly real. Now, we can't reach somebody and convince them. You can't do that, right? Holy Spirit has to do that, prepare the soil of their mind and their hearts. And so it's about listening to him and being sensitive to him and doing what Holy Spirit says, which will always be in love, always in kindness, always in goodness, and always with care. Right? So God is never going to go and tell you to go and kill somebody. He won't do that. He did that previously because there was a specific problem with the planet, and God wanted to cleanse the planet of that DNA that had been messed up. When the Nephilim then stepped out, whether they went, well, it seems like they went underground, were protected from the flood underneath there, that came back up again. And so the corruption started again. That's where God says, okay, I'm now going to destroy the entire planet. I'm going to melt it down into a molten ball of lava. And you spirits are going to be stuck here because you're not allowed to leave the earth. You will be in torment on this molten ball of lava. You'll be in torment. And I will take my children out. We won't face the wrath of God, but we certainly have been facing massive trials and tribulations, and they are going to get only worse. And when I say we, I'm talking about our earth suits, which includes our minds and our brains and things like that, right? But us, the true spirit within, we're not going to go through it. God will protect us and take us home. So there's nothing for us to be worried about. But what's encouraging is that Jesus is giving us this mandate. It's a mandate from the Most High God to go out and reach the nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And remember I said, when we're talking about whatsoever I have commanded you, that is what Jesus has spoken all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And you will read through the whole Bible, take your red pen, and when you can see that this was something that God specifically spoke or thought or did or smelt or all of his different characteristics, you will be able to understand who and what he is by the time you get to the end of the Bible. You'll understand so much about his character and his nature. And you'll be able to see grace and mercy and love. You'll be able to see justice. You'll be able to see all these different traits of God. And you'll understand him and you'll get to know who he truly is. Because that's what Jesus is saying. Teach them to observe all these things, whatsoever I've commanded you. You know what's interesting about observing something? Observing is not just doing it. It's doing it with the intention to understand. So if you're going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, keep it, but understand why. Go through and do an analysis on the Feast of Tabernacles. And then when you keep it, then do so knowingly. And the parts you don't know about, you ask the Lord, Lord, please just show me, lead me, guide me, help me understand this. And he will. He absolutely will. Well, we've come to the end of this one. So this is the second section. Encouragement, which is part of the emotional basic needs. And so now it's all about going to look for your... It's page 26. You need to total up. So obviously, if you're following with us in the handbook, then make the keywords in the left. And then on the right, score according to the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. And then after you've done that, total up your score. And go back to page 26, I believe it is. And update encouragement. And we will be starting with the third one of the emotional basic needs, which is someone who will... No, we are not going to go there. We need to focus on encouragement. Talk to the Lord about the encouragement, and we'll pick up with the next one tomorrow. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.